What is true love? Since the beginning of time, the soul has been crying piteously for love and affection. Love is the most powerful force in the universe, and we all crave to taste it somehow or other. We don't want to experience it temporarily, but instead want to relish it forever. This, in fact, is our birthright. We can experience so much of life, while our most central need, the need to love and be loved, remains unfulfilled. Love's power is unimaginable. The attraction of love is the most fundamental and formidable element found in every circumstance in the world. All else can be eliminated and forgotten if we come in touch with true love and affection. When one questions or challenges the principle of love, one has to accept defeat. Love is the most substantive principle. The key to understanding the difference between the two types of bliss mentioned above, one achieved from impersonal liberation and the other attained by devotion to God, is to appreciate the nature of love. Since to love is a verb, it is implied that we must consider whom to love. The bliss derived by achieving impersonal liberation comes from the cessation of misery, which provides a peaceful state of consciousness free from gross material desires. However, this state cannot be called love, and really it has nothing to do with love. In it, the heartfelt warmth of a loving relationship does not exist. The highest state of absolute and pure love can truly exist only between the soul and God, both of whom are eternal personalities. Our present nature, which has been conditioned by countless births, drives us to exploit God's energy for our own ends and has denied us an acceptance of His beautiful personal presence. This is because we seek our own power and glory in life. This material endeavor usurps the rightful, central place in our lives of that most precious, wonderful personality, God. This misfortune leads us away from a spiritual, theistic path to an impersonal, atheistic one, where all-encompassing love is replaced by all-dominating fear. The sincerely inquiring seeker, however, can only be misled for so long. Sooner or later, he will raise his head and inquire as to the reality of eternal love.